From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Every school, every playground has them. Husky kids, overweight kids. In the brutal honesty of childhood, fat kids. Samer Rocky Taya is one of them. He's a 16-year-old Palestinian-American. And like a growing number of young people, obesity threatens his health, his happiness, and his future. Rocky, who lives in Brooklyn, New York, knows he needs to lose weight. Lots of it. His family pushes him, but it's not easy. This is his story.
You know when you tell a made-up story so much that you begin to believe it? What most of my family says when my twin sister and I were in my mom's stomach, I took up all the room and squished her into my mother's ribs. That's why they think I came out first. But the reality is, we were both big babies. My mom said when we were born, we were a medical miracle, one in a million, because we were both exactly the same weight and length, 8 pounds, 2 ounces, and 21 and a half inches. Now I'm 6'1", and Samia is 5'9". She's skinny, and I am not.
My bed, the wheels are popping off.
Why?
'Cause you're fat.
You need a sense of humor in order to survive in my family, because my family jokes a lot.
What are some of the jokes you say to me?
You have a belly button size of an ozone layer. A turtle could chase you.
A turtle could chase me? Sammy, stop right now. I want you to stop making fun of me.
There are 8 kids in my family, plus my parents. Half of us are overweight, but nobody is nearly as big as me. One day I decided to record what a normal day of eating is like for me.
This is Rocky. I'm at the bowl with the cheese. It's 205. There's only one piece of cheese in there. I taste the piece. It tastes really good. So I want much more.
When I'm really hungry, I usually eat whatever is quick to make. And usually the food that's quick to make is quick to eat.
Nice 4 pieces of cheese.
Which means I can eat more.
And there's extra eggs on the table, so I'm going to eat that with my cheese.
When I was having breakfast, my grandmother and my oldest sister, Sinat, were in the kitchen with me.
I just finished my eggs and cheese, and now I'm going to drink a 12-ounce can of orange soda.
Egg and cheese and water and juice. And cereal.
What are you doing? You fat blimp.
I want to show them how much you eat.
That's what I'm doing this for, you moron. You're not that skinny yourself. Yeah, you weigh 200 and what pounds? Everybody quiet!
It gets really frustrating when I feel ganged up on. But the truth is the truth. I do weigh a lot. Especially compared to my twin.
We're gonna go weigh ourselves, Tanya? You wanna go weigh ourselves?
Yes, let's go, hurry up. I gotta go eat again. 156, because I just ate.
How much do you think I weigh?
I think you weigh 420.
Yeah, but it's not gonna weigh it.
So then it's gonna say error.
What does it say?
Error, holy shoot, it does say error.
Error is my weight.
Oh my god, it does say error. You feel good about yourself? Man, error.
Think about a joke. Think about a joke. You're bony, you're skinny, you're ugly.
Man, you weigh an error amount.
Okay. Even the scale at the doctor's office doesn't go up to my weight. So if I want to weigh myself, I have to go down the block to the pharmacy.
I'm going to put a quarter in.
And pay money.
It said your computerized weight is 393.7 pounds. Then it says, find out what your future holds. Press your horoscope sign.
People write down the future for me all the time. Once I went to see this nutritionist for a checkup. I swear, she was like the size of a pencil, and yet she dared to tell me all the things about my weight and what problems she thinks I'm going through. She told me that my knees are going to break, that my hips are going to crack, and all this other junk that I put in through one ear and right out of the other. But when my family and people I love tell me the same thing, I listen to them. They say if I just continue getting bigger and bigger, eventually I'm going to die.
Okay, what is your name?
Abe Taya.
What is your relationship to me?
Your dad, of course.
Okay, what do you think about my weight?
Well, your weight is a little too much for you, Rock, because if you get my age, you're going to see how hard it is to lose 1 pound. You're going to wish you lost weight when you're young, because if you start to walk a lot and get into sports and pay more attention to your rock, you're going to trim up a lot. You understand, Rock?
Is my weight a problem for you?
No, no, no. I love you what you are. It doesn't matter weight or no weight. I just worry about you. Because I'm not here forever, you know. You're heavyweight while we live, and imagine when we die, you're going to be more heavier. We want you to realize it, that you have to lose all that heavyweight and love yourself. Because you're a very handsome fella, very smart, and that's what my main problem is. I worry about you every day, Rock. Of course, you're my son, and I'll love you forever.
I really don't get myself. I know my parents feel sad for me. Who wouldn't? I'm the fattest kid in my house. I'm the fattest person on my block. I'm the fattest teenager I know.
Come on, guys! 8, 7, 6.
My mom tried to put me on those Taibo videos.
Now give me some!
I put my sweatpants on and started stretching. Turned on the video, saw the guy doing backflips and thought, you must be kidding me. I started moving my hands, turned off the video, sat down, and started watching TV. 15-minute workout, more like a 15-minute heart attack. Sammy thinks I can put more effort into trying to lose weight.
Sammy, I want to know, my question to you is, why do you make fun of me, and do you think it's funny making fun of me?
Because it makes me laugh, and you're fat, man. Get out.
Yes, I'm fat, but do you know, I don't want to be fat. If I had a choice, I swear to God, I would want to be fat.
But no, that's incorrect. You have a choice to lose weight. Just now, you ate a pint of ice cream. Is that necessary?
I ate a pint of ice cream just
you
now.
You ate a pint of ice cream, strawberry ice cream.
Just now?
Yesterday night. Yesterday you ate 3 bowls of cereal.
It was not strawberry ice. It was fudge ice cream.
My weight is really not that much of a problem for me at school. I probably have more friends if I was skinnier. Mostly people at school don't tease me because they fear me. They don't know what a big person like me might do to them. But when I come home from school and sit down, my parents are on my case.
You think I'm big because of what?
Because you look like a pig. You eat like a pig.
I eat sometimes because of depression, like when I get too much homework. Teenagers, it's common. Every teenager has peer pressure.
Okay. Eat healthy food. You don't have to eat candy and sugar and soda and hide in the ice cream in the refrigerator. Come on, for God's sake, man. Come on, we have to put a lock on the refrigerator now.
I'm tired of seeing my mom crying, begging me to lose weight. My mom is starting to get tired of my lies, but she never gives up hope.
Mom, what was the deal?
The deal is to make you lose weight, give you $1,000 every 30 pounds. First 30 pounds, 1,000. Second 30 pounds, 1,500.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Okay, do you think that's going to help me lose weight?
I'm hoping to God. Trust me, you can do it. We're all looking for that day for you to lose weight. You make everybody happy, just lose weight. You make it easier for my life. Every night I go to sleep thinking about your weight. They're making me very depressed.
Anything else?
That's it.
I love you.
I love you too.
Hey, this is Rocky. I'm in my bedroom. So I was like, you know what? I can do this. I can prove to her and I can get that money. I decided I needed something that would help me. So I wrote down this thing and I'm gonna duct tape it on my wall, on my shelf. It says, what I am now and what I will be if I don't change. I'm fat, ugly, sweaty, slob, monster, big for nothing, no good. Food has my life, nothing to live for. And here's another sheet. It says, what I wish I could be. Skinny, cute, loved by everyone. Accepted everywhere, high self-esteem, more friends, comfortable, cool, no more self-shame, love me, love life, love my body, abs, no flubber, no stretch marks. I actually feel proud while doing this. Makes me happy.
What would it take for me to lose weight, do you think?
Just sew your mouth together with a big Nero threat.
Hey, what happened to the loving mother?
Go on the diet, Rocky. So tomorrow we're going to go on the Hollywood diet?
Yes, Rocky, if you're willing to go, Rocky.
From 1 to 10, how good do you think I'll do?
If you put your mind to it, you do 10. That's it.
Sure?
No, that's it. Just get on my face.
You're the best.
Okay, just get on my face. When you lose weight, I'll tell you the best.
Hey, this is Rocky. I'm waiting for my food. It's about done.
I guess I'm never going to be the best. Remember the sheet of words I put on my door? Well, my sister Sammy thought it was a joke, and she started laughing.
Pretty soon, I thought it was a joke too, and I took it down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was just messing up my shelf. It was another bullcrap thing that didn't work.
It's a large amount of turkey with gravy and mashed potatoes.
The best time when I feel so happy about eating is when I'm all alone, watching TV. Just me, nobody looking at me. I can lie and say I didn't eat that. It's kind of like my own world.
I'm going to sit down and watch TV with it. Hopefully, be happy. Oh, everybody left, so it's just me in the house. Hey. Do you make fun of me?
I try the nice way for you. I always try the nice way, it doesn't work. I try the bad way, it doesn't work. I give up, I just call you a fat boy.
Do you think it bothers me?
Of course it does. I know it does, trust me, it does.
That's not true, it doesn't bother me.
If it doesn't bother you, you would never ask me twice.
When I'm in a really happy mood, the jokes don't get to me. I just let them motivate me to try to lose weight. But then when I'm sad, the jokes get to me and make me sadder. When it's jokes like you have no kneecaps, ha ha ha, it's funny. But when it's jokes like Rocky, come on, who's going to marry you? Or Rocky, look at you? That makes me mad. It makes me want to eat more.
Alright, this is Rocky. It's 1:40 a.m. I wasn't planning to put my recorder on, but I am. Because, this is what I call the mood. Sounds funny, I know. To where I'm sitting all alone, by myself, no one around me. That's what's happening now, no one's around me. I talk to myself, I think about my life, I just get depressed. I want to be skinny so bad. I know that would make a world of difference for me. Oh, I know so much how that would make everybody happy. Why can't I just say no? No. See, right now I want to eat. Oh, wow. I just thought of an ice cream in the refrigerator that I saved yesterday. See, now I bet you $5 I'm going to eat that ice cream eventually tonight. I'm going to try not to. I don't want to eat. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat.
Rocky Taya recorded his story for Radio Rookies, a program of member station WNYC in New York.